Watch, Donald Trump Jr. slams Hollywood's ties to Chinese Communist Party. By David Ng on February 28, 2021. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News at CPAC, Donald Trump Jr. slammed Hollywood's ties to China's Communist Party while also blasting the Biden administration's coziness with the country's dictators. "We are bending over for China. The NBA likes the Chinese money. Hollywood really loves that Chinese money," he said. Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle spoke with Breitbart News' Matt Boyle about President Joe Biden's weak stance on China and how industries like Hollywood as well as academia are allowing Beijing to take advantage of the U.S. "The Biden administration is cozying up to China because that $1 billion to Hunter didn't come for free," Trump Jr. said, referring to reports that China paid $1.5 billion to Hunter Biden's private equity firm in exchange for favorable treatment from the White House. "I mean, they're getting an incredible return on investment. We're just rolling over. We are bending over for China. The NBA likes the Chinese money. Hollywood really loves that Chinese money. You can't say anything negative about China." As Breitbart News reported, major Hollywood studios are increasingly reluctant to criticize China because it would mean risking access to the lucrative Chinese market. The Walt Disney Company has chosen to remain silent on the latest reports that China is overseeing the rape of ethnic minority women in concentration camps in the western Xinjiang province. Trump Jr. also condemned universities for giving China access to research and other expertise. He cited the state-run Confucius Institutes that are now commonplace at major universities and the professors that are on the dole from the Chinese government. He added, "The Biden administration is literally just allowing it to happen and frankly almost encouraging it at this point. You have to wonder, if there was any doubt that the $1 billion to Hunter and the investment fund was going to get them some returns, you just have to look at the first 30 days. In his first month in the White House, Biden has taken a passive approach to China's human rights abuses, dancing around the atrocities that Beijing is committing against Muslim Uyghurs, which the Trump administration labeled as genocide. Culturally, there are different norms in each country, and their leaders are expected to follow," Biden said in a recent CNN town hall. Biden has also reversed the Trump administration's efforts to rid American universities of Chinese influence by striking a proposed measure that would have required U.S. schools with foreign exchange programs to disclose ties to Confucius Institutes. Kimberly Guilfoyle called the Biden family's relationship with China as pay for play. "It's very transparent. It's very transactional. It's pay for play," she said, adding that Americans are capable of seeing the corruption with their own eyes. "We said it before, we called him Beijing Biden, and guess what? He's living up to his reputation, to his family history of grift. And now he's taken it into the White House and it's on display for the world to see. But American voters are not stupid. They are not ignorant. And they are going to make some decisions going forward in midterm elections and beyond that I think is really going to correct the course of history and the travesty of what transpired in this past election." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.